chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. As we conclude what we started last week in Mark chapter 10, verse 13, 14, 15. Mark chapter 10. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and the disciple rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever, and that is the emphasis, shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, as a little child, that's the emphasis, as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew also picked a narration of it. From verse 1. And read it up to verse 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, to let you know the greatest, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore, that is a principle, Christian principle, that every one of us should pray to attain. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I repeat verse 4. Whosoever, believer, disciples of Jesus Christ, we are all disciples, shall humble himself, shall humble herself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And I stressed it, and it's a message that cannot be overstressed. For that is the secret of spiritual progress. That is the secret of enjoying your spiritual life as a Christian. Except you are converted and you be as a little child. Therefore, Christ himself is giving us a picture. So you have a picture to look at. Among so many things we know, that a little child, everything we exhibit in nature is in that child. I hope you know. The child gets angry. The child even uses manipulation to get what he's looking for. The child, hallelujah, even when you see the child gets sometimes begin to cry. There are some children that cry. It's nothing the child does with the intention to hurt whosoever is directing what he's doing to. Take note of it. There is nothing a child does deliberately to hurt someone. If you therefore have any tendency in you to get back at somebody until you hit the person hard before you get satisfied, you are not yet converted. He does not keep malice. He forgives and forgets. He puts things behind him so easily. And his actions show that he does not remember what has happened before. You see? If you have any such heart of, you know, tit for tat, you do me, I do you. You are not yet converted. It is thus said the word of God. And the worst, though, not even, see, spirituality is not in the number of hours you can pray. Catch it. You are not spiritual because you can pray for long. If your prayer is actually keeping you in the presence of God, because that's what prayer is supposed to achieve. Prayer is supposed to keep you in the presence of God. Then there should be some virtue that you will imbibe from that presence. And they are the virtues that somebody will see you and know you are spiritual. And it is when you are exhibiting your character. Even in a church like this here, most of those that cases that I have handled in this church of brethren that exhibit extreme wickedness towards another brother, another sister, they come from brothers and sisters that are known to be very prayerful. That is how I know. Prayer, I know they change character. And to start with, go near those people and see the type of prayer they pray. Some of them are witchcraft prayer. Watch all of them. All of them that do that, and you are hearing me now, all of you concerned, you hardly pick prayer point for yourself. I'm saying this, you know, I'm a pastor, I see so many things, I hear so many things that you don't know. And if I tell you some things I hear, and I'm still looking normal, then you can understand why some people say I am not a normal person. Because I'm supposed to fall down and die. When you hear some things I hear, praise the Lord. Listen, I am saying this, taking an opportunity of the Children's Day to let you, when you live here, God has already finished the sermon. You don't need a pastor to preach that. Stay at home and learn spirituality from the life of a child at home. Learn it. Me, I learn every day. When I see a prayerful brother, a prayerful sister exhibiting such carnality, then I know that spirituality, if I want to be spiritual, it will not come by being prayer warrior. And I want to be spiritual. I'll be seeking how. When I see a brother, praise the Lord, I see our brother who is a billionaire. I think they say he's the fifth richest in Africa or so. And he's a Christian. And then he comes and then he sits down by my side in the church here, a billionaire. And then I look at the phone he is using. Amen. I am learning something. Hallelujah. I am learning something. I see humility. Now you see, I am learning spirituality. I'm not to talk about so many things he tells me that is private. But I learn a lot from there. One day I had to tell him, I said, sir, God is about to make me a billionaire. So, you know, I'll be a billionaire. Eh? If I'm not going to be a billionaire, why should a billionaire be interested in friendship with me? Not be him. Now the billions they attract, they come to me, come to me. The first day I hug him, I say, I hug my billions in the name of Jesus. So God brought him, the billion will come, but this is how you should live your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is where we learn spirituality from. Such people, but Christ was bringing a little child to teach us humility. Humility. Now, my emphasis today is in the next verse. Is Brother Lawrence, here? Brother Lawrence, you sent me. Okay, God bless you. That's your question you were asking. I had not reached this area. He's a preacher himself, so he thought I was misplacing some scriptures. I'm not misplacing, I'm taking them bit by bit. Now, you will notice something. Verse 4 and verse 5 and verse 6 and verse 7. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child. Somebody say, as this little child. So, he is now facing those who will humble themselves now. He's not talking now here from this verse concerning those who will humble themselves as this little child. He said the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Then, verse 5. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. He's no more talking about that little child he showed. He's not talking about anybody that will be converted like a child. And you receive such a person that receives Christ and lives his Christian life as a child. He said, if you receive such little child in my name, receiveth me. He's not telling you that if you receive any child anywhere, you are receiving Christ. Am I teaching you something? Then he went further. But, verse 6, whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me. So he is not talking about that child that was standing before the disciples. He's now telling us, when a Christian converts himself to the level of a child in character, and you offend any of them who believe in him and get converted and become as a child, if you offend any of them, he said, it will be better for him that the millstone will hang about his neck and that he will drown in the depth of the sea. See the danger? For any serpent seed that is among us, for any carnal brother, carnal sister is among us, for any one of us here that take advantage of believers, take advantage and you hurt them, the judgment that God is saying, he said the type of judgment that hangs upon you, he said it is better that you tie a millstone, go to Atlantic Ocean, jump in Atlantic Ocean, wave will bring you out. Go to Lagoon and sink yourself there and die that type of horrible death than what is awaiting you. Verse 7, woe to the world because of offenses. For it must. Compulsory, these offenses will come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. That is the emphasis this morning. A lot of us think that God will tell us to get ourselves converted, believing all things, trusting all things, living a childlike lifestyle, and you think God will not protect us? He will protect us. You will never go free. Do you know, even in this ministry, there are people that specialize in breaking relationships. There are brothers and sisters. Their specialty in the church is to see a brother and a brother coming too close. Their ministry is to go and scatter them. When they see a brother and a sister coming together, they specialize in going to scatter it. I didn't say outside. I say here in this ministry. Some 2-3 years ago, a minister was sharing this. He said, "Sit down, Jejo." He found a girl he fell in love with, a sister in the church. This particular minister, he didn't stay on his own. All of a sudden, this one will come. "Brother, the Lord told me there's a decision you are about to take. You will regret it." What did he say? "The Lord." Anytime I hear that scripture ring in my head, "Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully." A commandment said, "Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain." And they are reading these scriptures, and they are here, and exhibit that character. I see them as fulfilling that scripture, the group called tares. Any tear planted in any farm, what is their job? The job of the tear is to choke the wheat so that the wheat will not grow. And a good farmer should go at a certain season and weed and remove the tares. If not, the wheat will not grow. I'm telling you now, if I catch you, I'm not going to pray. I will weed you away from this church. Listen. You know, when this minister was telling me, the minister was telling me only after he had married. And I faced him. I said, "You people are the enemies of this church. How can you know such a thing happened? You don't tell me." Listen. I want you to know, that itself is a ministry. There are some sisters here. The relationship you have that broke, it is another brother, another sister that broke it without you knowing. And it's not an ordinary sister. That brother was telling me, he said, "After this one talk and finish, he departs again. Another one ran to him the next day. Brother, God help me, make another call the name. Another one came again. And began to act discernment. Serpent seeds." That's why I say, in every ministry, we have pillars and caterpillars. And if you are hearing me now, God will judge all of you one by one. One by one, one by one. If you go scatter anybody, oh, your own no go ever stand in the name of Jesus. You are a devil. When children of God gathered, Satan too came and gathered there. You are among them. And you stumble such a child of God that fasted, that cried to God, and God heard his prayer. God heard her prayer and brought the answer. Then you come and send back that brother, send back that sister, to crying, the Bible says, it's better you go and commit suicide. Because you will never escape the judgment of God. And these spirits are here. A brother trusted you as a brother. Trusted you as a brother. You had it. Yesterday, an interview in Zimbabwe that they interviewed our brother was shown on black television. And he was still emphasizing it. His own, he said that integrity is his watchword. You see, Jesus Christ said, learn from me. He said, take my yoke. For my yoke is what? It's light and it's easy. There is no commandment of God that is grievous. Every commandment he gives you, there is a benefit attached to it if you will obey it. That is what I have confirmed. When he says, stay away, abstain from fornication, it's because fornication, the effect of fornication is horrible. Very, very horrible. Very, very horrible. Let me quickly address this group so that those spirits we know that they are here. Especially those so-called gifted brothers and sisters who will come to you and see revelation. You will see a vision, supposedly, of a brother or a sister. And it is bad. Maybe God is revealing some weakness concerning the brother, concerning the sister, by way of fornication, by way of stealing, by way of something horrible that it shouldn't be. You will now take it and go and tell another brother. Brother, you see that sister, where they go? God revealed to me, say, they sleep with all the brothers in this church, including you. Now the question is, let's face it. If it is God that showed you that revelation, is that the reason he gave you that revelation? Do you have a ministry? Which ministry is that? And nobody, I repeat, nobody has the ministry of exposing sin. Nobody has the gift of exposing sin. The Holy Ghost knows how to expose sin. We, his ministers, any revelation he gives me concerning you, it means he wants to use me to help you out of that situation. Not to spoil you. Why do you do that? You say you are a minister. You are not a minister of God. You are a minister of Satan. And Jesus Christ is not the one giving you that revelation. It's your father, the devil, that is giving you those revelations. God can never give you a revelation to finish somebody. And that is what is happening. And you too. If for any reason, I have met Christians, I have met Christians, I have seen Christians in my former church. A brother went to visit and he was telling me this. And he swore to me, he said, Brother Moses, I will never tell you who it is. It is talk, where will they talk? Bring this. He said he went to visit a brother. And he knock, but he had cause to suspect that somebody inside. The neighbor said he's inside. So he knock, the door was not open. So he became scared. If he's inside with all this knocking, without any suspicion, he went to the back and peeped through the window and saw him on top of a girl. He said he was so broken. He said he left. He didn't even knock. He left them and went home. The next day, early in the morning, he said he came to him. He said, Brother, he said he did vigil throughout last night for God to deliver him. He said he told the boy what happened and what he found out. And the brother broke down and was crying. He said, no, don't cry. It's a spirit. Let's go and deal with it. He took him to the mountain for 3 days dry fasting. I came back. And he was telling me this. He said, brother, you know I will never tell you who it is, but he's a brother in this church. That is a Christian. Him and some people here, they will carry phone. Because if I talk and they're not going to believe. Because if I talk and they're not going to believe. Because in ministry now to talk and see, I'm, so they need evidence. You are a devil. Are you listening to me? Give them brother, give them sister. You are devil. In fact, devil. Not be your grandpapa, not your real papa. For you to have that type of mind against another brother, against another sister. Some people were in the car with me the other day. Friday. One of the popular ministers in Lagos here. A young boy, but very popular. Who said he wanted to come and see me, and I used the opportunity, I was rebuking him. I said, you're inviting me to your program. I said, to come what? You want me to associate with you? And I learned that you drove away your wife. He said, yes. He said, but you have no heart. You have no heart from me now. Why it happened? I said, whatever it is, I heard that you say you caught her with another, or they told you that she's fornicating about. And I told her, I said, listen to me. Tell me now. Those of you who were in the car with me, you are hearing me, I said it. I said, tell me now that since you married that woman, you didn't sleep with any other girl outside. I said, tell me now. I said, tell me that since you married this your wife, because we are also hearing rumor that you are sleeping with girls up and down. You say it's because of... When you see wicked people, see, in correcting, the Bible say, when you're even correcting someone, it says, consider yourself. Because he who thinks he stands, take heed. So, when you want to pass judgment, you to look at yourself first. All of you, when they say, except it be for fornication, except it be for fornication, fornication not be only for the woman, no. If the woman catch you for fornication too, it can put you away. You think God will tolerate it from you and not tolerate it with a woman, Abby? What type of God is that? You exchange vow. If because of fornication you can put her away, she too, she can put you away. If she catches you in fornication and go and remarry, and heaven will clap for her. Why then will you now say, because when you yourself, you did do them. Childlike faith. That's why the sermon topic is faith by humility. Faith by humility. That is what we learn from a child. That is the emphasis. God expects us to be converted as a child. But any of such that convert like a child, any of such little ones, believing all things, trusting you that you are a brother, trusting you that you are a daddy, trusting you that you are this, you are that. Amen. There are some young girls that call some men daddy, daddy, but only God knows waiting to help him between this daddy and this daughter. Daddy, 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 daddy. Only God knows what is happening. And that is evidence you don't even have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost deal with conscience. It is easy to fall, but there's something that makes you rise again. And that's the essence of this message. When you see me hammering it like this, I want somebody to repent. Nothing more. And that is what God is also waiting for. Then, in that statement, the Lord Jesus Christ came back again to the children. So that when you are reading from verse 1 up to verse 10 of Matthew chapter 18, Now I want you to know what, when he's talking, which verse is referring to those who are converted, and which verse is not talking to the real child. Now, in verse 10 of Matthew 18, he now came back to the children, and he said, take it, this one now is to the real child, the real children there now. Take it that you despise not one of these little ones. These little ones, these children that will be here today, don't despise them. For I say unto you, that in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here he is referring to these little children. He said, don't despise them, because God can also walk through them. They can also be spiritual. Hallelujah. They will bless us. They will even anoint us. You know why I tell a child to anoint you? The Bible says, honor thyself. I mean, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And what will happen? What will happen? He will lift you up. Are we together? And how do you humble yourself? You demonstrate it physically. If you can come to the level of a child. So when you bend down like this for that child to anoint you, when you'll be rising up, God will lift you up. I say, you are going to bow down your head. You are going to descend to the level of that child now. Like this long man. Peter, stand up. You are not tall, you are long. There's another long sister sitting down somewhere. There's one long sister. If you stand up, see, you're not tall, you're long. Eh? One of these children, bring one of these children for me. Come. Oh. Eh? I want you to lay hand on her. Eh? Oh yeah. Let him lay hand on you. You can't be blessed like that. No. You are stressing the boy. See, don't do like this. Do like this. Not like this. And as you will stand up, God will lift you up. Oh yeah, stand up. Lift you up. In the name of Jesus. God hates pride. It was pride that made Nebuchadnezzar think that the whole kingdom was by his hand. God struck him that day, turned him to an animal. Herod sat down on his throne, and as he was talking, they were saying, Kai, this is not the voice of a man. This is the voice of God. The gods, they talk through this man. This is not a normal human being. And he sat on his throne, he was doing like this. Why you are beholding him? The angel struck him, and he got rotten. Worms were eating him up until he died. God hates pride. And before you fall, hallelujah, pride goeth before the fall. And if you want God to lift you up, be humble. And what makes you to be humble? I am who I am today. Is by his grace. Did you do any exams? Then you passed. You sat down. Hallelujah. And of all, even if you did the exams, of all the people, why is it you that was picked? You went for the interview, why is it you? Why is your market selling and other people's market not selling? Is it not the same place you are? Why are you at your age? You have 3 houses already. And some that are older than you are still living in 1-room apartment. Is it because you know how to make money better? No. There's nothing you have that you are not given. And if you are given, then what are you proud for? Once you attain something, you begin to look down on everybody. Stupid ideas begin to enter your head. You begin to class yourself. You begin to now go, and then even in the church, there are classes. A man will come to you and say, "You don't know your class. You're coming, you look me, look at me. So you see me finish. Now me, you won't come marry." So I don't descend to this level. All these people, they come to me now. Pride. Praise God. Pride. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I say it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen.